It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I was Kevin Burkhardt, Fox Sports. Ricky Pearsall getting his first touchdown. Put the 49ers up 7-0.
Man.
They don't need Ayuk.
He's a factor, Pearsall. Why did they draft him? I like him, Steiny.
That's why they drafted him, because he's pretty good. 888-957-9570 is the number. By the way, big day tomorrow here at the station. Make sure to listen all day because we're going to give you an opportunity to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. The hours to lock in tomorrow, 8 a.m. for the morning roast, 12 for Steiny and Goo, and 4 o'clock with Willard and Dibs tomorrow. That's Tuesday. We're celebrating the return of Klay Thompson, and you can win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey right here on 95.7 The Game. Also, you're going to want to get to that arena early tomorrow and get your Klay Thompson hat.
We're doing the show from there, so I have no problem
I'm
going to
hold
that.
One of these hats up.
How about you put it on?
No, how about no? There's a Klay Thompson hat, and... you know, everybody's going to be in a hat tomorrow when he comes back.
And, yeah.
And I think that we're going to try to organize a salute to the Captain Klay.
They interviewed Curry after last night's win in OKC. And he had, I believe it was Fetz is asking him, Curry, about tomorrow. And he was like, I need to get my mentals right. Like, it's going to be emotional.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, Chase Center, tomorrow. Here's Fred Warner talking about this win yesterday for the Niners, 23-20. Does it feel like 49er fans are viewing it like this kind of game?
Yeah, no, I mean, this was a character game all the way through. And we knew that they were going to fight. They were going to battle. You know, we watched that game on Monday night, them going into Kansas City after everybody said they didn't have a shot on offense at losing their top two receivers. And they have a heck of an offense. They have a heck of a scheme, players to run the scheme. And the same was true today. You know, I think the first half we stood up and played great defense. In the second half, we came up short in some of those areas. But to, like I said, to hold them at the very end to a field goal to give our offense a chance to go down and win the game was about as grimy as it's going to get.
Yeah, that they did.
Why do people think that it wasn't a big win if Fred Warner, the leader of your team, saying it was a great character win? Sometimes I think that those wins like yesterday are probably bigger for the team than the fans because the team knows that that game could have slipped away. They did what they had to do. They ended up winning the game, and it feels like that win inside the locker room meant a lot more than it did to 49er fans.
Well, it should, but I'll tell you what, if we're talking about a 4-5 team, Donnie, just imagine what the fodder would be today. But the bottom line is they kept their season alive, and I believe Fred and company and the players out there in 90-degree heat knew exactly what was going on and what was at stake. But, I mean, just think about it right now, man. This team... to me, is not living up to what I thought it was going to be coming into this season. And I'm searching for answers. We mentioned Pearsall and the blessing he is, and now he's being productive on the field. Again, I'm going back to the red zone. You now have somebody to, you know, be in there for Ayuk, and nothing changed to me yesterday in the red zone. And you got me thinking, Steiny, okay, as early as one game, they got Seattle coming up. So maybe that will take care of itself, and it will improve moving forward. And if it does, then the Niners are the Niners, and I would give them a chance against any team.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Bill in Santa Clara. What's up, Bill? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. I'm going to take a point of view that I don't think anybody's talked about. It has nothing to do with the Tampa Bay game.
Okay.
Personally, I think that this year's draft picks are going to go down in history as one of the finest that they've ever had, because I don't think there's a team in the NFL that has this many rookies that are starting and contributing at this level. Now I'm going to go another direction. I believe that the Niners management believes they don't have the horses to win the Super Bowl this year. So what they're doing is that they're not only evaluating these young guys and figuring out who they're going to lose, they're trying to figure out how much money they can save so they can go out and bid for the best left guard who's going to be leaving, and somebody to replace Charvarius Ward, and the right tackle as well. Now, I think that management knows that where they sit with their salary cap, they have the money to sign Purdy. But I think they also know, looking at the schedule, Greenlaw being injured is not going to come back 100%. But having to lose Hargrave, having less Armistead, Charvarius Ward is injured. I think that it's baked into the cake that they've already evaluated what they need for next year. They'll go as far as they can this year, but I'm telling you, the Rams are going to be tough because they got Joe Noteboom and other people back. Puka's going to come back. The Cardinals are playing top level, and you still got to go to Green Bay and to Buffalo and play those two teams. Now, if you get to the championship game, the Super Bowl might be one of the greatest years of coaching that Shanahan's ever had. But I think they're aware that they're going to fall short, because these rookies, as great as they are, when they get up against the veterans in championship games, that's a level that they've never played at and something they've never experienced, and I think they'll be taken advantage of.
Hey, I had a quick,
I think we should be proud of the job they're doing.
No.
And I think that the Niners are going to be very good for a long time. A lot of these guys have traded their draft picks, are sacrificing – they will get there now. I think the Niners are going, we're going to be there much longer, and I really trust the people at the top and the decision they're making, and people should be very proud of what they're doing and where they're going to be 2, 3, or 4 years from now.
Hey, a lot of great points. I just want to double back and ask you, why do you think management knows? Because they didn't make a deal at the deadline? Because other than that, they don't make tackles or catch or drop balls. Like, what makes you feel like they understand that they don't have enough?
Well, I believe that one of the reasons they didn't go out and get people, because there was nobody that was going to be available on the trade market at a level that will push them over the top.
Mm.
And they have been so good at drafting at the later. I think the Niners are the best team in the NFL at drafting at the later rounds, because 50% of all first-round draft picks are gone within the first 4 years. And so I believe that what they're doing is that they're looking down the line and saying, let's see what we can do with what we got. Run these young guys out there. And if they continue to pan out the way they are, stop and think, if you have another draft with seven guys to start, Tooney, Green, Geraldo, Mustafa, we're talking, I believe we're talking about a future where the Niners are going to be at the very top of their game, long beyond where these other teams are having to pay guys and then turn other people loose. Because the young guys make less, you'll be able to go after all pros, defense and offense, when the time comes.
Thanks.
I'll take the rest off the year.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, there's always when you say, I think the 49ers management knows that it's going to be tough to win the Super Bowl this year. Doesn't mean they're not trying.
Yeah.
Just means that maybe they do have a vision for this team long term.
And maybe there wasn't help worthy enough to put them over the top, and that's why they didn't pull the trigger. Real quick, Stoney, something that bothered me about yesterday's game. It was after a bye. That, like, Tampa Bay played Monday night, and they did well for themselves, lost to Kansas City. And, Kyle's what, 43-18 after the bye? And that's what you do? That's what was concerning to me. And you got your guy back, and you still kind of looked like what you looked like the first 8 games.
I mean,
that's all.
I thought the caller had a lot of great points. And for those of you, like, okay, so the 49ers last year went to the Super Bowl and they got beat in the Super Bowl. All right, so then what happened since they lost the Super Bowl? Well, McCaffrey's missed the entire season. You had Ayuk holding out. He got off to a terrible start. He had one good game in six, and now he's out. Dre Greenlaw hasn't played all year. Hargrave got hurt. Jordan Mason got hurt. Juwan Jennings missed a few games. Pearsall missed the first five games because he got shot. Deebo missed a couple games. And this is the part. They've been using Pearsall, Pooney, Green, Mustafa, Garendo, and Cowing. Those are six rookie players who are keeping this thing alive. Honestly, I have no problem, and I completely understand why they're 5-4. They have not played well this year. They have not put a full team together. They've had to rely on young guys more than they ever have in the past. And if you want to say that Christian McCaffrey's the best back in football, then you have to say we didn't have the best back in football for the first nine games, or eight games rather. And you're 4-4, now you're 5-4. To me, it makes a lot of sense. You're not the team that lost to the Chiefs last year in the Super Bowl.
Mm. Well, what team wouldn't want an influx of rookies they drafted, keeping it afloat? But the bottom line is, in money time, you got to score when you got a lot of talent like the Niners do, and you got a coach with the reputation who's offensive coordinator. I don't think it's too far-fetched to want more production from the Niners as a whole in the red zone. That's what's making – that's why they're 5-4. That's, to me, that's why they're 5. They are leaving teams in the game.
What about special teams?
Well, that too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and what about the injuries?
That too.
Yeah, so it's a combination of a ton of different things, I think. And, I mean, I think there's a way to look at this team where you could be like, we've been terrible for, like, this team hasn't even resembled itself for nine games, and our young guys are keeping us in it.
But what's itself? What is this team? See, an hour ago I said, okay, this is the team last year.
They're 5-4. They're not, last year, they lost three games in a row. They were, what, 5-0, then they went 5-3, then they ran the table. This team, do you think this team can run the table? I don't. Like, I don't think they have it in them to run the table. I think the goals are more modest, to win the division. 10 games. Can we win 10 games? Maybe I'm selling them short, but I just, you know, I'm.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, to me,
I can't tell you what they're going to be now.
Why should they be 7-2 when they've been without McCaffrey all year?
Because we saw them have Arizona up and J.P. Mason fumbled. We saw them have the Rams up and they gave that game away. They basically collapsed. So that's why. And then yesterday, well, they won yesterday. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with looking at a team, even when it wins, to critique it. That's how you get better. And even in wins, going back to Dallas, going back to the Seattle game where you're up 20 points, what's happening to where these teams are almost coming back on you?
You're not as good as you were in the past. You're not as deep as you were in the past.
For the reasons you just mentioned.
You're relying on six rookies to help you win games. You've been without a couple guys who are important. Uh-huh. I mean, maybe I think you could almost ask John Lay, what do you think? And he'd be like, you know what? We'll take 5-4 in a heartbeat after the way things have gone. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. This is more Fred Warner on, you know, one or two plays and some games have different outcomes.
I think it comes down to just really just one or two plays, as silly as it sounds, you know, one or two plays. It's like, man, really, that's all it is? But that's truly what it is, you know, because one or two plays can mean the difference in, you know, a touchdown versus a field goal versus a takeaway versus, you know, there's all these little things that go into it. And, you know, I'm not going into the game hoping that, man, I hope it's an easy game, you know, because if you go with that mindset, then you're not going to be ready for those moments that we were in today. You know, I came into it saying, if it comes down to the final play and the defense got to stand up and win it, then I'm going to be ready, you know, and that was my message to our defense. And that's going to be the message going forward. You know, you prepare like you're going to dominate the team that you're playing, but you're prepared for whatever, you know what I'm saying? You prepare for that fight. And so when you are in that battle, then you're ready for it.
Yeah, was that before or after the 15-yarder, the penalty? I mean, Steiny, I could not believe what I was watching. I thought, along with the Debo dust-up, I was like, I'm watching a team melt down. The Niners don't do this to themselves.
Well, they have this year. Yeah. Like, they have.
But not in They've that lost, fashion defensively.
Well, hold on. They've lost two games that we now say are the big. They right. lost to the Rams.
Gotcha.
They were up. They lost to the Cardinals. They were up.
Gotcha.
So they have done this.
But this was different.
Well, I mean, it came down to the last drive.
I mean by the infractions. 3 15-yard penalties?
I mean, what's the difference between a penalty and letting the Rams punt returner run it 50 yards?
Well, that's execution. This is illegal hands to the face. Like, how often does that – I mean, it happens, but you know what I mean? On a drive to where it's third and fourth down and you're keeping them alive, you gave them 45 yards of penalties. Like, they were right there to win it.
Yeah, and you gave up a 50 – I mean, like, that's the thing.
They stopped them.
They have made – to the Rams, to the Cardinals, and yesterday, they've made all kinds of mistakes, and two times it got them beat. And yesterday it didn't. Right. It didn't get him beat. But you know, I'm kind of with this guy right here in the 650 on the Comcast Business Text Line. How come the Chiefs, Vikings, Ravens, etc., they seem to get credit for grinding out wins, and the Niners get criticized? It wasn't a cheap win, and the one. In fact, I think it makes them better having a close game. I kind of agree with that sometimes. Well, I mean, Chiefs, it feels like
I wouldn't
put
Minnesota in the Chiefs category at all. I don't know where that's coming
from.
Well,
they're 7-2, aren't they? Or 6-3?
But they don't have any hardware. The Chiefs have 3 Super Bowls, so benefit of the doubt.
But why do the Ravens get the benefit of the doubt? Like, what he's saying is when the Ravens win and when the Vikings won, what, 12-7 yesterday?
Yeah.
That's a grind-out win. Everybody thought they'd win by more. They handled an opponent that they should, you know, but it was a tough game. It was ugly. What the caller's saying or what the texter's saying is it seems like the Vikings get credit for an ugly win, 12-7, whereas we've been on the radio for 2 hours ripping apart the 49ers who won a road game. Because it wasn't pretty. Like, why does it feel like we're not giving them the benefit of the doubt that other teams are getting?
To me, it goes down in the win column. But hearing you say that kind of struck me. No, Steiny, the Vikings are not the Niners. Outside of the
They're
Chiefs.
They're better than the Niners.
But the last 5 years of the
see,
last 5 years.
But that's what we're talking about. You can't go on that. This isn't that team anymore. Like,
but you don't know that.
They're starting six. They're playing 6 rookies.
Right.
They just got McCaffrey back. I mean, that they're not the Super Bowl. Like, I just don't understand why, well, they don't have Greenlaw, they don't have McCaffrey. What's wrong? That may be part of the problem. That's why they're maybe 5-4 instead of 6-3.
You got Debo Samuel.
Debo's got hurt a couple times. Has Debo had a great year?
Great enough to put hands on his teammates.
Well, that's my point. He hasn't had a great year. He's been good. But he kind of has been lost the last 3 or 4 games.
To me, Steiny, and you kind of hit me with that, the 2 hours on the radio. I got it. You told me. And I understand it. I'm not even mad. I'm just holding this team to the standard they created.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a mistake. But I can look you in the face and tell you all listening, we don't know if this team is going to finally achieve its goals. Just because it's starting, what'd you say, 6 rookies in certain spots right now, you don't know if Greenlaw's coming back. So if they're going to hoist up that trophy, they got to get out of their own way and figure out why, when we have basically all of our studs on offense outside of Ayuk, why are we not being able to punch it in to let lesser teams hang around?
And I guess what I'm saying is through nine games, I'm not talking about hoisting the Lombardi right now. I'm just not. Who have you beaten? Like, who is this team beaten?
Right.
You got to earn the right to be called a Super Bowl contender.
First, you got to qualify.
Right. And they're 5-4. That's why, like, I'm not talking about, like, I think this team is completely different than last year. I just do. I think every year's different.
How about Kyle? Where's he at in all this? Is he regressing?
No. He's just a coach. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with the Niners. I think they're 5-4, and it's exactly what they deserve. And I do think there's an opportunity that they'll be a little bit better in the second half. Maybe they go 5-3 in the second half, and they go 10-7, and we go into the playoffs. We may have to go into the playoffs at 10-7.
Why do you think that they'll be better in the second half?
Because
they've done in the past, right?
Well, no, McCaffrey is the biggest thing. I think that...
It has to be.
I just think that it's fair to think that the 49ers offense is going to get better during the second half of the season. And, like, I'm not saying they're going to go 7-1. I said 5-3. But, like, they might just have to get there by going 10-7 this year. You know what I mean?
But wasn't it jarring to see McCaffrey back play as much as he did, and the offense still look pretty much the same as it has?
Yeah, I mean,
that goes against your everything is cool here, Goo. When you say they're not last year's team, I guess one would say, why not now? Especially yesterday when you got McCaffrey back.
Because they got six rookies playing a lot.
Yeah, but we're talking about
a lot. Rookies.
Okay.
Rookies. Right. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have rookies been playing for the Niners during the last 5 years?
Well, I'm talking about on the offensive side of the ball. You got Pooney and Pearsall now that's making contributions, but you're top-loaded. You're heavy-loaded with studs that have done it before, and I'm talking about yesterday mainly.
And the other thing is I didn't expect Christian McCaffrey to run for 150 yards yesterday in his first game back.
No, we're talking about points in the red zone. They were 1-for-3.
And what if I said... You know, if he makes three field goals, they're scoring over 30.
Do you give me that?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you there's no red zone issues, but I'm also not going to say, well, I thought they'd be solved in a snap of a finger when McCaffrey comes back. Steel Toe in San Mateo. What's up, Steel Toe? How you doing?
Thanks, fellas.
Hey.
Yes, I'm looking at the game differently because it took a while for the 49ers to get back Christian McCaffrey and Ricky Pearsall. I think we finally got our real number one wide receiver in Ricky Pearsall, and he had to wait for this whole year because he just got shot. I mean, this is the first time Kyle Shanahan, his whole tenure here, he's got a real number one wide receiver that is a threat for short passes and long passes. And I actually think, you know, I consider this week one because this is the first time Christian McCaffrey and Ricky Pearsall played together. And they're just going to get better as they work together. I think this is the best the 49ers are going to look because Kyle Shanahan finally got a real number one wide receiver that's getting better. That's how I look at it.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
That's his opinion.
I don't know if he's a number one receiver. We'll see. He's been pretty good since he started to play. And the 49ers win yesterday, 23-20. They're now 5-4, and they've got the Seattle Seahawks here tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
8-3-1, offensive line still an issue. That's true. I mean, maybe we haven't even talked about the offensive line. Maybe they're the problem in the red zone. I don't know. I'm sure it's probably a ton of different things. I think Purdy's responsible for some of the red zone issues. I think McCaffrey not being there is part of the red zone issues. I think the offensive line is part of the red zone issues. I don't think it's ever going to be one thing. I don't know. Maybe it's the play calling's different than last year down in that area. Maybe Kyle Shanahan would say it's got to be different because we don't have McCaffrey. I don't know what the answer is. I just know that they're 5-4 and they very much to me resemble a 5-4 team. When have the Niners played great? They still have not put a full game together. where they've had all three phases. Maybe the Jets.
Yeah.
And everybody came home after the Jets saying, six field goals, that's not good enough. So they have not played, to me, a complete football game yet. So when you look at 5-4, is as good news or bad news? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570.
I'm not sure. I have to just go back and watch the tape and kind of see. I think, you know, I'm just happy I'm here, man. I mean, that was a long journey and a lot of long days. So it feels good to win, and it feels good to just play in a football game again.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Christian McCaffrey playing in his first game since the Super Bowl.
I felt that. He said a lot of long days, Steiny. He probably knew what he meant. Dark ones.
Hey, did you miss something when I was gone? I saw something when I walked in today, and I was shocked.
Did I miss something?
Yeah. So,
I'm looking at the color of your eyes right now. We'll go ahead.
So I walked by that table out there, and there looked like there was a really nice pickleball sweatshirt that was still wrapped.
Oh yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I've been changing my ways. Man.
Now the boss said he saw you sniffing around and poking around.
I got one Friday. Yeah.
Oh, you got one. Oh, so you took a celebrity pickleball shirt home.
I took the gray one. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
XL, not double XL, Sonny. XL. What a hater. You come back and you're worried about your partner if he took some swag.
No.
Damn.
I saw the pickleball shirt in a wrapper, and I looked at the boss and I was like, what do we got here? And he goes, what do you think we got here? Your partner already took one. And I'm like,
man, y'all snitching, man.
I'm not.
Yeah. Something hit me on the text line real quick, Stoney. You know how I said when you read the text, the evil ones is like Raid. You spray it on them. Somebody said, okay, fellas, I'll be back tomorrow. Guru's exhausted me. That hurt.
Man.
And I've been positive.
No, you haven't. No, see, you haven't.
And why are you smiling? Yes, I have.
Because you haven't been.
I'm telling you.
You
expected more yesterday. Right. That's all.
I know.
From the offense in the red zone.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You needed that win.
They got it.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. But you know what I mean, Stoney.
No, I don't.
They're better than they got to.
They're
put
5-4. They got to scratch and claw next week to beat Seattle at home
and find their remedy of blowing lesser teams out or taking care of them.
They are a lesser team. You know, they're a 500 team.
I'm not there, man.
Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Mike. Let's talk about the victory yesterday. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a victory, but it was an embarrassing one. First off, guys, I just want to say happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there. My dad was a 28-year vet.
There you go.
And thank you again for all the service and support that you guys give us.
Good call.
Yeah. So moving on to that embarrassing win. My God, guys. Like, I was watching that entire game, and especially on that last drive the Bucs were making. I mean, penalty after penalty after penalty after penalty. I can't believe we still got away with a field goal on that one. And that one was just where I was like, okay, we're in serious trouble at this point. I just feel like, I just feel like now, yes, Steiny, I agree with you. We're a 500 team right now, man. They need to make some serious changes. And you know what? Also, on a positive note, props to Ricky to finally getting that move into, like, making it into the touchdown category. I'm so happy for him, especially all that he's gone through. But in general, I want to see them try to make another move for another defensive lineman. I mean, I haven't seen that much penetration in the defensive line in a long, long time. I mean, what I've always known for the Niners to be for was always their front seven. And, yeah, we're out Dre Greenlaw, but you know what? We still got Fred Warner, but if Fred Warner can't be all over the field, even though he was all over the field once again, as it was. Oh, whose phone is that?
It's Evans. Take a guess. Right? Take a guess.
No, but yeah, in general, guy. Yeah, I'm calling you out, Evans.
Oh, it's Steiny. Steiny, Evan. Yeah.
Oh, Steiny. Okay.
Evan would never do that. No, but, my bad.
Steiny, come on. No, but guys, I want to see us like try to get another defensive lineman to help out. I mean, again, like I said, that's what we've been known for is our front seven, taking the pressure off the DBs in that case and let them do their thing. And at this point, I have no idea what to even think of the Niners. I mean, Moody, especially with, like, the three missed field goals. Look, I know they were longer distance and everything, but he did pull it out in the end. But still, it's a train wreck right now, I feel, with the Niners right now. We have nothing – Like, I have no idea what to think of them, and I've been so optimistic of their team this year. But right now, I'm to the point where I don't even see what's gonna happen. I'll be there at the game on Sunday this coming week, but I'm still interested to see what is gonna come out of this. And thank God for CMC that he did what I expected him to actually play this week, and he still pulled it out, getting over 100 yards in it. So. He's just going to get better, and let's just see what happens this next Sunday, guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, man.
This from the 785. Bay Area, settle down. This is how we feel after a win? Jeez. That's a quote from the Comcast Business Text Line.
Like, in a crazy way, Steiny, I don't fault the defense yesterday. Again, the ability to keep Tampa without Baker Mayfield's top weapons, I mean, that went a long way in the game. But to damn near pitch a shutout in the first half, that's what the Niners did almost, holding Tampa Bay to three. You just felt like, okay, bunch of three and outs, couple more scores here, not threes that you don't get, couple sevens that put the kids to sleep. And Bucky Irvin averaged 5.6 yards a pop running. I mean, Rashad White, they were running the ball, Steiny. And I kind of just give the defense a pass in the sense that they prevented Tampa Bay from scoring. And Brock Purdy did his thing along with the offense and went down there and won the game. It's just moving forward. This recipe, Steiny, is not going to get you far. I guess that's what hit me, just like the last caller. I'm sitting there like, penalty. You would have thought the ref had Tampa Bay. He was throwing the game. But these were actual defensive penalties that put Tampa Bay down there. Like, there's no – I'll tell you what. Had Tampa won that game, this would have been one of the biggest robberies of all, to where a team wins and has no business winning.
It would have been the exact same as the Rams and the Cardinals.
But the Rams got Stafford hit 2-2 Atwell for a bomb. They got a big return. This was almost just given.
I don't make a differentiation there.
Hands to the face. Hey, like, we don't see that from the Niners. Then Debo, you're doing what he's doing. You just don't see that from the red and gold. Or I hadn't. So I don't know where this thing is going, but I know the one area that needs improvement. Oh, the red zone, Steiny.
Here we go.
Yep.
I don't know why. It's so you're 5-4, okay? You have not played well all year. It doesn't mean the season's over.
Yeah.
But the idea of talking about hoisting the Lombardi to me is a joke, and the idea of talking about this season like it's over is a joke.
I agree.
They're 5-4. They play the Seattle Seahawks next week. If they beat the Seahawks, they're 6-4, and then they go on the road against the Packers and the Bills. Then at that point, we can take another measure of this team. Maybe they beat the Packers and they're 7-4. And then we're thinking, you know what? Last couple games, they're rounding into form. Maybe they can make a run. But they're 5-4 now. They got to beat Seattle. I don't think that's a lock, because they've proven that there is no such thing as a lock. When you're 5-4, there are no locks. So that's just the way I look at it.
Okay.
I'm not watching a team from last year. I'm watching this team from this year, and you know, they've got to play better than they have up to this point.
So Friday, I don't know if you're aware, Stoney, Mike Tyson, former champ, is taking on Jake Paul on Netflix. Mike Tyson is known for knocking his opponents out, right? If all of a sudden you're watching Mike in his prime and all the fights are coming down to the decision, yeah, Mike's winning. But wouldn't you say, man, Mike, you used to knock the dudes out. That's how I look at the Niners. Like, how are you letting these teams stay around and not just stay around, have an opportunity to win? Like Seattle, when you were up 20 in Seattle. Like a Dallas Cowboys that you just knocked all around the yard. I guess you're losing at halftime technically, but how are a team that is talented as I think the Niners are?
Maybe they're not as talented as you think they are. Mm. Maybe they are, but they're not. They're playing below expectations and they're going to get hot. But I mean,
because we're running out of stuff now. It was all McCaffrey's back. It'll be easy. I know it's just one game, partner. But now what's next if Seattle goes to overtime and somehow they lose?
Do you win or we lose?
You win.
Okay. Then they're 6-4 and they're probably in first place. Like, I think people think this is just going to be easy. Like, just a total cakewalk. And I'm not sure why we would think that way. With the way the first nine games have gone. And the other thing is, like, I just remember talking to Ross Tucker and Warren Moon. It takes a toll. They've been to the NFC Championship the last 2 years. And maybe it's taking a physical and emotional toll. Dave's in Fresno. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man? What's going on? Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Doing good, man.
Good.
Hey, thanks for getting me in.
Sure.
Yeah, just want to ask you guys, I've been getting some interesting feedback on this take, and I feel like Kittle's being underutilized this season. And what I mean by that is I feel like he's been the unsung hero of this team. I feel every week he has brought energy, that passion that you need for a team that's been to so many conference championships. And it's hard to get up every week when you've been that, you know, far in the tooth. And I feel like every time we go to him, something good happens.
Mm.
You know, and I just feel like we don't use him enough. Like, I want to force feed Kittle. And I hear, well, he has to stay in block. Well, that's not his problem. He shouldn't have to, because as a pass catcher, I know he's a terrific blocker, but I just feel like we use him. He should have at least 10 targets a game, in my opinion.
Wow.
And I feel like he makes the most of his opportunities. But again, I just feel like I wish he would use him more. I wish he'd be a feature. I know McCaffrey's back and you got to get in his looks, but I think Kittle, for this season, he has been money every time his number is called.
That is,
and I just wanted to hear what you guys think about that.
Hey, for me, buddy, that's call of the day. Stoney, I know we have a little ongoing joke with Kittle, but he's been arguably their MVP. Yesterday, only 4 targets. He caught 3 of them. I mean, what about the 36-yard scamper where Purdy misdirection, he just dumps it off to him, and he shows you he can run with it. Like, do I know more than Kyle? No. But do I feel like that caller does? Why don't we see?
Because that's not what he does. He doesn't do that. They don't go to one receiver. Like, that's not who he is.
Every time, Stoney, but you know what?
They don't
like,
even.
I can go through these
sequences. They do not feature anybody.
And maybe that could be a problem.
Well, why? This got him to the Super Bowl 2 times.
Not maximizing your possessions in the red zone. That's,
you don't give
any merit to that. Maybe they should, if he's not, try to give it.
If you have that thought, take it up with Kyle.
Right,
he spreads the ball around. This is his 8th year as a head coach. He's always spread the ball around. He's never had one guy that he goes to. I'm looking this year. Kittle, 560 yards receiving.
Touchdowns.
Samuel, 470 yards receiving. Jennings, 500 yards receiving. Ayuk, 375. Those are 4 receivers that are all bunched up.
But we're talking about money time. But, okay,
how do you differentiate who's the best in money time and who's not?
No, I differentiate with it's not working right now. So, Kyle, forget you got to do the community thing. Maybe feature this guy.
Why Kittle? Why not feature Debo?
Because Kittle's scoring touchdowns, Donnie. And to the caller's point, let me see if you're going to be real with me. Do you feel like when they throw to Kittle, good things happen?
I feel like
I do. I don't feel that way with Debo. And I just ain't about to punch or whatever to choke. I feel good things happen when they throw it to Kittle. I'm asking you.
And I feel like they have, like, we're talking about something that Kyle has proven is his DNA. And I'm not saying you can't have that thought. Of course you can have that thought. But it's like, yeah, that, like, I hate to do it, but why? We need, first of all, we say this all the time. McCaffrey needs more touches. Ayuk needs more touches. Ayuk. We talked all season about Ayuk needs more touches. Now Kittle needs more touches. It's like, don't you get it? Like, nobody gets the touches they want because Kyle wants to spread it out.
Well, it's not, to me, Stoney's, now it's about the team needs points.
Okay.
And
so
was only four,
so spreading it out has been a problem for the Niners over the last 5 years.
I'm talking about looking at George Kittle or coming up with some type of package to where you feature him in the red zone. And you did talk about
he had
that
a touchdown yesterday.
And the one throw that went between him and, I forget, it might have been Jennings. It was a bad throw, but it's like, and you and I have been fighting. I've been riding for Kittle a couple years, but now it's like he's doing it, Stiney. God, he's doing it with his legs. He had to.
Dude, you ride
catch.
For ever anybody who like is low on the pecking order, like whoever didn't have a good game. Like they don't have a Justin Jefferson they go to 12 times. I don't know why.
But I think
it's not
they got a mismatch with Kittle, and I thought this way for 2 years. And the conventional wisdom, and I hated it. Oh, he has to block. But dude is talented.
So he's got seven touchdowns this year. Yeah. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, no doubt.
So they're going to him, aren't
the
they?
The team is not maximizing their opportunities in the red zone, so something's got to give. He would just be my one. So he would come to mind of like, maybe I can do some other things. How many great tight ends have we seen get utilized in the red zone? It's unstoppable. Gronk. You know, just to name a few.
That's one of Kittle, the greatest, maybe the greatest of all
Jason
time.
Jason Witten. I'm not saying Kittle was that, but Stoney, I think he can do a lot more.
Right, and I'm sure that they all do. They all do, and that's not how Kyle skins the cat. It's just not. What's the most receiving yards a 49er receiver's ever had under Kyle? Like, was it Ayuk last year? Or was it Debo the year... Probably Debo a few years back. But that might have been because they didn't have a lot of receivers.
But now, Stoney, see, you think
so now you got a ton of receivers and now you want to...
I'm talking about in the red zone now.
I mean, again, you know, they were the best team in the red zone last year. So is it Kyle?
That's a fact.
Well, Kittle has 7 touchdowns in 8 games. Like, he's clearly scoring a lot. But to Goo's point, it doesn't feel like anybody else can get a look inside the 10-yard line.
Like, and you, I think you were the author of Stoney. I feel like, I think you said it, correct me if I'm wrong. Goo, they just seem like they're predictable in the red zone. They're going to turn around running on first down. Did you not say that? I think it was you, and I was like, now I'm watching yesterday.
One of the
like,
reasons they're not good in the red zone is because Jordan Mason stinks in the red zone.
Well, he got one touch yesterday.
Well, though, right. But he's played the first 7 games.
But he wasn't a factor yesterday, and you went 1-3 with McCaffrey back there.
1-3.
I hear you.
Like, are we really going to do that? Like,
McCaffrey's 3-for-3. I mean, you know, oh man,
Austin in San Jose.
Our guy,
what's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas, what's going on? Lively conversation on this Monday. Listen, Goo, we got to stop talking about last year, man. I mean, with all due respect to the 49ers and their great run and the history they've had, man. I think we've got one thing you guys don't seem to mention enough is the other teams are getting better. The other teams have gotten better, man. I mean, let's give credit to the coaching staffs and the general managers in other cities that have managed to keep their teams and move their teams beyond being mediocre to a status that we have to look at, Detroit being one, Philly, my Commanders being another. Yeah. I mean, listen, we're not saying these guys are going to win the Super Bowl. What we are saying is, hey, you know, the path that Stoney was saying, the path to even the NFC championship is going to be different, which I think is good, frankly. So I think the question is, can Kyle react, given all the things that have happened this year? And by the way, every team has injuries. Every team has stuff going on. So just because we live in San Francisco, let's not assume that other teams in other cities aren't going through stuff, too, with personnel and injuries. So this is not unique to the Niners. It may be a stack up, but at the end of the day, man, what can Kyle, Guru, to your point, it does come down to coaching now. What can he do with what he has to work with? It's not like these guys have a bum team. I mean, they're still pretty darn good. I mean, I haven't been the biggest Kittle fan, But I tell you what, the dude is playing at a high level right now.
No
and
doubt.
Maybe you're right. But I think it is matchup dependent, though, Guru. You can't just say, let's use Kittle in the red zone. I mean, it's going to depend on who they're playing, dude. And trust me, guys are gearing up on Kittle in the red zone because they know he's probably one of the few guys that can make a play. So it sounds simple, but don't think for a second that if it were that simple, I think Kyle would be doing it. So, yeah, man, let's give more credence to some of the other teams, Steiny, that in the NFC that are doing well. And listen, man, the path to the NFC Championship this year is going to be something else, man. So I'll just keep listening. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call, Austin.
So he's saying, Stein, the other
by the way,
the other teams are getting better. Dallas is not. Dallas had no business in that game, but yet had a lead at half 2 weeks ago and could have won that game. But we know they had no business in that game. Like, that's what I would ask Austins of the world to explain to me. So that the bar's been lowered that much without McCaffrey?
Without that was everything that's happened since last year. You know what's funny is we're going through the offseason talking about no Trent Williams and no Ayuk. Boy, this team's probably not going to get off to a great start. Then they don't get off to a great start. And we're like, how come they haven't gotten off to a great start? It's like, well, didn't we talk about how their training camp was terrible and Ayuk wasn't ready when he came and Trent Williams wasn't in great shape when he came and they started out whatever they did, 1-2 or 2-2? Like, this is, I don't want to say it's predictable, but after the offseason it was not smooth sailing going into the year. And as for Mason in the red zone, yeah, I think the offensive line has something to do with that too. Brett's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Brett, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, thanks so much for taking my call. Great listening to your show. Happy Monday.
Back at you.
I heard a previous caller mention two words together that I think might be the most ridiculous words I've ever heard on my life about professional sports, and that's the word embarrassing combined with win. I don't know what planet you're on, but I don't care how I freaking win. I don't care if I triple bogey the last hole of the golf tournament and win by one. I'm not embarrassed. I won the game. I don't care if I miss five field goals, throw five. That's Jared Goff. Is he embarrassed about his win last night? Is he embarrassed that he threw five interceptions and won the game? Embarrassed? I mean, there's no doubt the Niners are not, you know, the juggernaut we thought we were. But the difference between this team and the last team, and I know we're not comparing, is one game. They were 6-3 last year after nine games. They're 5-4 this year. And there's no question they should be 7-2. Okay? The Kansas City Chiefs are 9-0. They could be 5-4 very easily if they didn't have so many embarrassing wins. Are you kidding me? An embarrassing win. Might be the most boneheaded comment I've ever heard in my entire life. And again, I want to knock the guy out in the first round, too. But I don't care if I win a 15-round decision.
All right,
I win.
Thanks, Brett. Yeah, I like it.
Just stop with this embarrassing win stuff.
That's
interesting. The Niners are favored in every single game they've played this year. When they played the Chiefs, they were still favored, even though the embarrassingly winning, undefeated Kansas City Chiefs, they were undefeated.
I hear you. Hey, Brett. Brett, hey, thanks for the call. I'll tell you what, the Chiefs have been the most embarrassing team in football, according to that. I'm kind of with you. By the way, Kittle's touchdown, it's a broken play. A broken play.
The toe tap. I don't care if it's
broken.
That was
a great catch.
No
doubt. It's a great catch, but it's a broken play.
Concentration and great all around. Maybe it was a great play. Right. Give me more of that.
Well, that's
let Purdy get off script more.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
Right, because if you run a pattern, he's not open.
Well, Scotty, I can throw something at you. Man, stop. I know what I'm going to save it for the other side. I know why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. I think this 5-year run.
I know why you're feeling
is finally caught up to him. And if you're telling me now this is what they are, I'm scared, Steiny, that it's happened faster than we thought. There it is. I said it.
Hey, what was the line of yesterday's game?
I mean, six and a half.
Six and a half.
Yeah, Niners minus 6.5.
Hmm.
I told you I don't do that.
Do what?
You insult.
I haven't said anything. Evan, I just asked. I just asked what the spread was.
No, but you looked at
him. Do you have a guilty conscience?
No, never, never.
I just asked what the spread was.
I wouldn't have a job if I took stuff that happened off the air onto the air.
So you didn't have you wouldn't have had the Niners at 6.5 yesterday.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, stop. It's been a bad year.
I had a good weekend.
Yeah, you can tell. You're the same way.
That's a Evan. Whoa.
You're the
That's
same way
90.
With your bets. Don't do that, Steiny.
Welcome back, bud.
I don't bet. I don't bet on shows that impact. I don't bet on games that impact the show.
Either do I. Now, why the laugh?
I just missed you.
Dusterly. I mean, who does that laugh like?
Muttley. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the what time is it? Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.